Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music. I would have waited forever if I'd known that you'd be here. We could have shared our all through the years, but I met someone before you, and my heart just couldn't wait. So no matter how much I adore you, I've got to stand behind the promise that I made.
Take my mind. Don't Whiskey River don't run dry. You're all I've got to care of me. I'm drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memory mind in the wetness of its soul, feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and leaving heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind, and don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. Bathing my memoried mind in the wetness of its soul, feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and leaving the heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got to care of me.
Welcome to an all-new edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music, and I have a really good show planned for you today. Get set for a real interesting Sweet Country Music feature presentation during the second half of this show, where I'll play some hit records from forgotten country singers. Yeah, you know, some people who have had maybe one or two hit records, but you never hear them. Well, I'll be playing them. Sweet Country Music features the best of classic country, and those were two of the greats of country music. That, of course, Willie Nelson, and something he did back in 1978 called Whiskey River. The song actually dates back to 1973 when Willie Nelson included it on his Shotgun Willie album. But it was also a hit record a year earlier in 1972 for a fellow by the name of Johnny Bush. The song was a favorite of audiences at Willie Nelson concerts. I opened the set with a 1987 number one hit record for Reba McEntire, One Promise Too Late. It was one of a string of number one hit records she had between 1986 and 1989. Now, you may remember Reba McEntire and her very successful TV sitcom simply entitled, Reba, Allow Me to Refresh Your Memory.
Changing fast, who I am is who I wanna be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops
with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Yep, that's it. Reba McEntire and the theme to her network TV show called Reba. It's still on the air on reruns.
Sweet country music.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Oh, now what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Way to get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background. More stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Goes round and round.
stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. Didn't have a dime between us. You took my hand and said we don't need much. Just as long as we're together, we would be fine. Now we've acquired all I thought would please you. I gave everything you know that I could, and still you're telling me you're not satisfied. Everything we have, if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes a home. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes wrong. Me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two.
Tracy Lawrence and his number one 1991 hit record, Sticks and Stones. In fact, the song was the Arkansas singer's very first hit record. He began performing at the age of 15 and was in his early 20s when he had that hit. Of course, it wouldn't be his last hit record. He would go on to have a very successful music career. I opened the set with Brad Paisley and his number one hit record from 2004, Mud on the Tires. The song was from the album of the same name, which produced a total of four hits. Brad Paisley has won a lot of awards over the years, including the Crown and Glory of Country Music, becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Sweet country music.
I really hope you're enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music. Remember, coming up in a few minutes will be our feature presentation that will spotlight some country music performers you may have forgotten. Right now, here are the Oak Ridge Boys.
If it weren't for kids, have you ever thought there wouldn't be no Santa Claus? Or look what the storm just brought, thank God for kids. And we'd all live in a quiet house without Big Bird or a Mickey Mouse. Kool-Aid on the couch, thank God for kids.
Thank God for kids, there's magic for the wild. A special kind of sunshine and a smile. Do you ever stop to think or wonder why?
The nearest thing to heaven is a child. Daddy, how does this thing fly? And 100 other where's and why? I really don't know, but I try. Thank God for kids. When I look down in those trusting eyes that look to me, I realize there's love that I can't buy. Thank God for kids.
Thank God for kids, there's magic for a while. A special kind of sunshine in a smile. Do you ever stop to think or wonder why?
The nearest thing to heaven is a child. When you get down on your knees tonight and thank the Lord for His guiding light, pray they turn out right. Thank God for kids.
thank God for kids.
She can put her shoes under my bed anytime. Matter of fact, she can move right into my life and stay. We became buddies a long time ago, so I'm gonna tell you something I think you should know. Now you don't recognize what's right before your eyes. The best you ever had, you're gonna blow. You got a girl who loves you, she could never be untrue. And buddy, let me say that's more than I can say for you. If giving her some happiness is messing up your plans, I'll be more than happy to take her off your hands. I mean that she can put her shoes under my bed anytime. Anytime she's ready, it'll be okay. And she can have the key to my door anytime. And she can move right into my life and stay. Now, you don't have to listen. Just keep doing what you do. She's only one more hurt away, boy, from walking out on you. But if you wanna keep her, one thing you better know. Once she gets to walking, she won't have far to go. You know that she can't put her shoes under my bed anytime. Anytime that woman's ready, it's more than okay. She can have the key to my door anytime. And she can move right into my house and stay. She can put her shoes under my bed anytime. Anytime she's ready.
That's Johnny Duncan and his number one hit record from 1978. She can put her shoes under my bed anytime. He was pretty popular on radio and the record charts back then, primarily in the 1970s, and picked up three number one hits through the years. Sadly, Johnny Duncan died of a heart attack in 2006 at the age of 67. I'm going to start with one of my favorites, Thank God for Kids by the Oak Ridge Boys from 1982. The song is now known as a Christmas song, but when it was written, it wasn't intended to be a Christmas song at all. In fact, another country singer, Eddie Raven, wrote and recorded it back in 1976, but it never went anywhere. Well, the Oak Ridge Boys recorded it for their 1982 Christmas album, and it was an immediate hit, landing at number three on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1982.
Sweet country music.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. We was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix. I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and send them chickens on down to the side. Yeah, let's give them hens a ride. Down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle. Then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, 'cause here we go. they commenced a truckin', and them hens commenced a cluckin', and then Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar, took a puff, says, "My, ain't this pretty up here?" I says, "Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down or you gonna kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA-approved cluckers. You wanna hit second gear, please?" Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, lit in the cuff of Earl's pants, and burnt a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window. I started in counting phone poles, going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. I put 2 and 2 together, added 12 and carried 5, come up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, his hands was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, "Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brakes real soon, they're gonna have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon." Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clean to the floor. And it stayed right there on the floor, he says, sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it was just not real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. And right in the middle of the whole dang show is a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. Sign says clearance the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110, like gas through a funnel and eggs through a head. We took that top row of chickens off, slugger and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed on into the side of a feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
I finally found a place where I can take it. All this loneliness you've left behind. On a mountain that's no hill or a climber. Just one step up, set back and pull the wine. I climb up from Barstool Mountain, high above your world where there's no pain. I'm the king of Barstool Mountain, pretending I don't love you once again. At closing time, I step down off the mountain. I'm strong enough to make it without you. I know that I'll be right back here tomorrow. Too weak to sober up and face the truth. I climb up on Barstool Mountain, high above your world where there's no pain. I'm the king of Barstool Mountain, pretending I don't love you
once again. Pretending I don't love you once again.
That is the story of Barstool Mountain from Mo Bandy. It was a number 9 hit for him during the summer of 1979. Mo Bandy began having hit records in the early 1970s after working as a sheet metal worker for his dad. One of the things on my bucket list is to visit Branson, Missouri, where there are a number of theaters operated by country singers. Mo Bandy has a theater there. I open the set with a song you don't hear on radio all that often, C.W. McCall and his 1974 number 12 hit, The Story of Wolf Creek Pass. The song is basically a truck driver's story and sounds something like his number one hit record a year later called Convoy. Wolf Creek Pass is a real stretch of highway on the Continental Divide in the San Juan Mountains of Colorado. C.W. McCall describes the pass as 37 miles of hell. That music means it's time for a comedy break here on Sweet Country Music, and this time I'm going to play a record by Jeff Foxworthy called The Blue Collar Dollar Song. He won't be alone on the song. He'll have help from comedian Bill Engvall and country singer Marty Stewart. It'll be amazing and will put a smile on your face. And if that's not enough, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation on the other side of the break will feature two forgotten hit records from country artists you may or may not remember. Stick around, gang. More to come on this edition of Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Kratz.
Music. Laugh track.
For 3 days, we've been having a concrete porch put on the back of our house. For 3 days, there's been a concrete truck parked in my front yard. My neighbor came over there today and he goes, "You pouring concrete?" I said, "No, we're making big margaritas." Here's your sign.
My tan line stops at my neck and my arms. I can belt the alphabet, that's one of my charms. Yeah, and I can't eat unless I'm watching TV. Thanks to my brother, my cable is free. You know I jump to my feet when they go three wide. One day, one day, Tona, mama and them cry. Regular guy, working man stiff, just trying to get by.
If you thought the last four words of the Star Spangled Banner were "Gentlemen, start your engines," you might be a redneck.
I'm a deer hunting, bass fishing, straight shooting, country loving best friend you ever had. I like baseball, football, and hockey too. I gotta work to get paid, cause my collar is blue.
If you think a 401k is your mother-in-law's bra size, you might be a redneck.
We got a stack of dirty clothes as high as a house. Our computer don't work, cause the cat ate the mouse. There's things in my yard that started to rust. My dog's house used to be the county school bus. When I order my tea, it better be sweet. To me, steak tartare is just raw meat. I'm a blue collar, just a regular guy, working man stiff, just trying to get by.
If your honeymoon was featured on True Stories of the Highway Patrol, you might be a redneck.
I'm a deer hunting, bass fishing, straight shooting, country loving best friend you ever had. I like baseball, football, and hockey too. I gotta work to get paid, cause my collar is blue.
Working.
I like baseball, football, and hockey too.
Yes,
I gotta work to get paid, cause my collar is blue.
Working.
When I was in Washington, D.C., I'm using the phone. I got the phone in my hand, a public phone booth. The phone is in my hand. A man taps on the glass and says, "You using the phone?" I said, "No, I'm Superman. I'm just looking for my costume."
There's a sign.
music.
Here we go, folks, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time I'm going to play two big hit records for a couple of country singers who have literally vanished from our radios. The two artists I'm going to play have a story behind them. The first song I'll play is from Ralph Emery, a very famous DJ on WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. He had exactly one hit record, and that was it. The second record I'll play is from someone you may have never heard of, Mitchell Tark and his Louisiana Hayride Band. Now, you probably won't hear these songs anywhere else, but they deserve to be heard. After all, they're part of our rich history of country music. So let's get started with Ralph Emery.
Hello, fool.
Hello.
Look around. We're the walls, and we're pretty sad today. We're gonna miss her too, but we're kinda glad she went away. After all that hurt she took from you, we don't blame her one bit. So hello, fool. You've had it. This is it. Hello, fool. Over here. I'm the window. Can't you see? Sure, I'll miss her too, but I know how much better off she'll be. Why, I could see this coming on. But fool, you must have been blind. And I think it serves you right if you should lose your mind. She trusted you with her love and kisses, and she was true as she could be. But you couldn't keep from fooling around. So you caused her misery. Look up, fool.
Look up.
Up here. I'm the ceiling. Don't you see? How do you like it there alone, staring up at me? Now I'd hate to say I told you so, for that would be unkind. But I hope that she'll be gone a long, long time.
Oh, have you ever been down to Haiti when the summer sun is sinking low? There's nothing but romance just everywhere you glance, and the native hearts are all aglow. But when the Cuban queen comes up on the scene, they all stare like a statuette of stone. And when they realize what's before their eyes, the other girls are left all alone. Down in the Caribbean, it's not a dream you're seeing when you get a glimpse of the lady with the charms. But from miles away, you can see her sway to the beat of the Cuban conga line of arms. Up in a tree so high, way up in the sky, sets a wide-eyed monkey on a limb. He wonders why the people go to so much trouble just to try and be like him. He doesn't understand that it's a lady's hand that makes a heart feel so sublime. But before too long, he starts to sing their song, and then he gets in the conga line. Down in the Caribbean, it's not a dream you're seeing when you get a glimpse of a lady with the charm. But from miles away, you can see her sway to the beat of the Cuban conga line that forms. Columbus searched for spices, but he missed the nicest part of the Caribbean. He didn't see the charms and the open arms. It was a goal that he was a sin. Go but I'm glad he missed the sweetest thing of kiss, cause we're on our honeymoon. And I'm so sorry, Chris, to talk about you like this, but you were 500 years too soon. Down in the Caribbean, it's not a dream you're seeing when you get a glimpse of the lady with the charms. But from miles away, you can see her sway to the beat of the Cuban conga line at palm.
There's a couple of forgotten country hits you will not hear on radio, but they deserve to be heard because they are part of the beautiful history of country music. That was Mitchell Turek and his Louisiana Hayride Band with a number one hit he had back in 1953 called Caribbean. Mitchell Turek actually had quite a successful music career and had three songs on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. He was a very successful songwriter, and in fact, he wrote the song Mexican Joe, which was a big hit for country legend Jim Reeves. I opened the Forgotten Hit set with a very familiar name, Ralph Emery, and his one and only hit record from 1961 called Hello Fool. Ralph Emery was a very famous overnight disc jockey on WSM in Nashville, Tennessee, reaching millions of people with a signal that reached the eastern and central United States. He also had his own syndicated TV show on the Nashville network called Pop Goes the Country. Ralph Emery never sang on the song. It was more of a spoken word.
Sweet country music.
He was sitting beside me in the passenger seat as I looked through the windshield at the quiet little street. He was smiling so proud as he gave me the key. But inside I knew he was as nervous as me. And I said, Daddy, oh Daddy, are you sure I know how? Are you sure that I'm ready to drive this car now? He said, I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. All you gotta do is keep it between the lines, 'cause it's a long, narrow road. Only the good Lord knows where it leads in the end. But you've got to begin. So keep your hands on the wheel, believe in the things that are. I was sitting in my chair and was sneaking a look at him lying on the floor with his coloring book. Then he called me watching and he climbed on my knee. Said, Daddy, oh Daddy, would you do one with me? Then I hooked him so tightly as we turned the page. Said, I haven't done this since I was your age. He said, I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. Daddy, all you gotta do is keep it between the lines. So we finished the picture and I put him to bed. Got down on my knees and I bowed my head. And I said, Father, oh Father, I feel so alone. Are you sure I can raise him with his mommy gone? Then the answer came back so gentle and low, in the words of my daddy from so long ago. Said, I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. All you gotta do, just keep it between the lines. So keep your hands on the wheel, believe in just take your time and keep it between the lines.
It was just some boards of rough cut pine and a quilt of patchwork cotton. Daddy built it out of pine 2 days before the wedding. They say the neighbors cheered and hollered till his face got red. And Mama brought the feather pillows and some handmade bedding. And they spent their wedding night in that big four-poster bed. That night they swore that like that bed, their love would last forever. And they'd ask no more of life than the simple things they had. So they planned the future as they lay there close together. And later I was born there in that big four-poster bed. Some boards of rough cut pine and a quilt of patchwork cotton. A place to lay your body down, a place to rest your head. A field of fluffy mountains for a little girl to hide in. A cloud chasing rainbows was that big four-poster bed. As a child, waking up on winter mornings to the sound of laughing voices and the smell of bacon bread, and running across that cold wood floor, jumping in there with them. And Lord, I felt so safe and warm in that big four-poster bed. The day that Daddy died, he whispered something soft to Mama. To this day, she's never told a soul the words he said. She just smiled through her tears and held his hand and nodded. And my daddy looked so much at rest in that big four-poster bed. Just some boards of rough cut pine and a quilt of patchwork cotton. A place to lay your body down, a place to rest your head. A field of fluffy mountains for a little girl to hide in. A cloud for chasing rainbows was that big four-poster bed. Now time has dried up all the tears. Here I stand a woman. Your arms reach out to touch my soul. Your sweet words turn my head. Darling, won't you tell me first? This will be forever. Before you lead me up the stairs to that big four-poster bed. 'Cause only love has ever touched that big four-poster bed. Yes, it was just some boards of rough cut pine and a quilt of patchwork cotton. A place to lay your body down, a place to rest.
That is Little Miss Dynamite herself, Brenda Lee, and her number four hit record from 1974, The Big Four Poster Bed. In fact, the song was her biggest country hit record. Brenda Lee had a lot of hit records on the top 40 record charts between 1960 and 1967. Then she switched to country music and had a very successful run on country radio well into the 90s. I opened the set with a number one hit for Ricky Van Shelton in 1991, Keep It Between the Lines. The song was one of 10 number one hit records the Virginia singer-songwriter would have between 1987 and 1991. Ricky Van Shelton became part of the Grand Ole Opry in 1988, and that's one of country music's highest honors.
Sweet country music.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
The tears I've cried for you could fill an ocean, but you don't care how many tears I cry. And though you only lead me on and hurt me, I couldn't bring myself to say goodbye. 'Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's baby. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool. I tell myself it's best that I forget you. Though I'm a fool, at least I know the score. Yes, darling, I may try to do without you. It hurts, but I come running back for more. 'Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's baby. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool. Someday you'll find someone you really care for. And if his love should prove to be untrue, you'll know how much this heart of mine is breaking. You'll cry for him the way I've cried for you. 'Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's baby. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool.
It happened in a second, it happened in a flash. I looked at you and you looked back. Honey, I knew in my heart I've been saving my love for you. Saving my love for you. Daddy always told me it would happen this way. Said like lightning it'll strike someday. Daddy was right, it was worth the wait. Saving my love for you. I've been saving my love for you. I've been waiting for a heart that's true. One look at you and a honey I knew. I've been saving my love.
That is the big brother of Reba McEntire, Pink McEntire, and his number three hit record from 1986 called Saving My Love for You. Pink didn't have a very long run on the country music record charts, only seven hit records between 1986 and 1988. I opened the set with something you don't hear on the radio much, but I'm proud to play it. Everybody's Somebody's Fool from country music legend Ernest Tubb. The 1960 number 16 hit was a country remake of a hit record for pop singer Connie Francis a few months earlier. Yeah, back then it was quite common for country singers to re-record pop chart songs and for pop stars to re-record country hits. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over, but I'll tell you something. When I had to go find those forgotten country hits, that took quite a bit of time because there are quite a few of them. And maybe I'll play more forgotten hits as the shows go on. I've had a good time playing all this stuff, and I hope you had a great time listening. I'm Larry Cracker, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45s. I'll talk to you soon on this amazing radio station.